Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Human rights monitors say that at least 8 activists have been detained by the Iranian government since July of this year. According to the director of the Association for the Defense of Azerbaijani Political Prisoners, Fakhteh Zamani, university students Maqsood Akhdi, Mansour Aminiyan, Aydin Khaje, Amir Mardani, Majid Makuyi, Sejad Radmir, Fariz Zetab, and Dariush Hatami were arrested in a series of raids in July and August. Although none of these men has been charged with a crime, human rights monitors say that they are prisoners of conscience, arrested for the expression of their beliefs. All of them have been active in the movement calling for Azerbaijani minority rights, says Fakhteh Zamani.
They are calling for greater cultural and linguistic rights. These include the right to education using the Azerbaijani Turkic language, which they believe is provided under the constitution.
According to Article 15 of the Iranian constitution, although Persian is the official language, the use of regional and tribal languages in the press and mass media, as well as for teaching of their literature in school, is allowed in addition to Persian. The Azerbaijanis are the largest minority in Iran, believed to constitute 25 to 30% of the population. Despite a long-standing policy of forced assimilation and discrimination by the Iranian government against non-Persian ethnic groups, recent years have seen a rise of Azerbaijani national consciousness and a degree of promotion of the study and celebration of Azerbaijani culture, language, and history. The Iranian government has responded with arrests, detentions, threats, and other violations of human rights. The U.S. calls on Iran to heed its own constitution and afford its minorities the rights guaranteed by Article 19, which states, in its entirety, all people of Iran, whatever the ethnic group or tribe to which they belong, enjoy equal rights, and color, race, language, and the like do not bestow any privilege.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.